Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Bing is testing a chatbot in some of its search engine results pages. Amazon has launched a new B2B e-commerce website in the UK. And Google has launched its offline video app, YouTube Go, in India. Bing appears to be testing the use of a chatbot in some of its search engine results pages. Search Engine Land found that a chatbot was appearing in the local search results for queries relating to restaurants in the Seattle area. The chatbot appears at the bottom of the listings for specific restaurants below the restaurant's name, address, phone number, and reviews. When you click on the chatbot, it opens up a Skype-powered chat window, and the chatbot appears capable of answering questions related to directions, parking options, table reservations, discounts, and more. Currently, it seems that the chatbot is only appearing for a very limited number of search terms in a very localized area. However, the fact that Bing is testing the feature at all suggests that we can expect chatbots and AI to become more and more prevalent in the online experience in the future. Amazon has launched a new B2B e-commerce website called Amazon Business in the UK. Amazon Business is an online marketplace that sells office supplies, storage solutions, and specialized equipment. It has over 100 million products and aims to provide British businesses with a one-stop shop for all their business supply needs. A spokesperson from Amazon Business said that it offered unique business features from reporting and analytics to spending limits and purchasing workflow approvals. Amazon Business launched in 2015 in the US and made over $1 billion US dollars in its first year of sales alone. It now hopes to repeat that success in the UK. The opportunities for Amazon Business in the UK are substantial. The Office for National Statistics says that the UK's digital B2B market was worth £96.5 billion in 2015. Google has launched its offline video app, YouTube Go, in India. Now available to Indians on the Google Play Store, the app allows users with limited mobile data availability to download videos from the site to their devices for viewing later on. The app also allows users to watch limited preview clips of videos to see if they're worth downloading and also gives the option of setting up a data cap. Users are also able to transfer their favorite videos to friends without either party using any data. The app is expected to receive a warm welcome in India, which has both the fastest growing smartphone market in the world and one of the slowest average mobile internet speeds in Asia. Research by Mastercard has found that e-commerce is growing in popularity in Greece. Online clothes shopping was the most popular category, with clothing making up 55% of all online purchases in Greece, the highest proportion of any European country. Greeks also had a keen interest in new online payment methods, with 49% saying that they were interested in digital wallets and banking apps, and 20% actually using these payment methods. This puts Greece in joint top place alongside Norway for digital wallet use in Europe. However, many Greeks are being put off online shopping due to fears of fraud. 71% said that they were concerned about online fraud, the highest proportion of any country in Europe. And finally, Verizon has announced that it's to merge Yahoo and AOL into one new entity called Oath, a name that has drawn ridicule from many. Almost as soon as the news was broken, commenters flocked to poke fun at the new name, making up puns such as, is Oath Yahoo or AOL? Both. What will determine success? Growth. And how do people feel about this new brand? They loathe it. Some people also made fun of the fact that the @Oath Twitter handle is already taken by a user whose profile picture shows a ridiculous image of a photoshopped hand giving the thumbs up sign sprouting out of a man's neck. Others were more scathing in their assessment, calling the new name one of the worst rebrandings in corporate history. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos and more. See you next time.